So, quick question, how wealthy are you? Because if you have the basic necessities of life covered, water, food, accommodation, then by any measure, you're wealthier than you might imagine. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I mentioned yesterday the experience of visiting a leper colony in a harsh corner of Tanzania. These men live in a ramshackle assortment of dilapidated buildings that once constituted a government storage depot. I was asked to share a short message of hope and then to place a fresh cake of soap, such a basic item, into each of their deformed, gnarled and in some cases fingerless hands. You can't walk away from an experience like that and not be changed. When I returned home, my wife and I realigned our giving priorities toward the poor. I mean, how else can you respond? 1 John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Suppose a believer who is rich enough to have all the necessities of life sees a fellow believer who's poor and doesn't have even basic needs. What if the rich believer doesn't help the poor one? Then it's clear that God's love isn't in that person's heart. My children, our love shouldn't only be words and talk. No, our love must be real. We must show our love by the things we do. As Archbishop Desmond Tutu once said, every church, and I'd add to that, every believer, should be able to get a letter of recommendation from the poor in their community. That's not by any stretch an unreasonable statement. Amongst the strongest of all evidence to demonstrate the reality or absence of God's love in our hearts is how we give to the poor. That's His word, fresh for you today. Friend, God wants to transform our lives, to help us live in victory over our sin and our selfishness. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.